The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Cranking it up to 12, playing it loud as you want it. Send your request, Plaza for text line at 410-583-1057. Got plenty of sports subjects to get into the gig. But right now, let's count some dough. I mean, holidays are coming up here. We need extra money for dogs and burgers, right?
Yep, half good, half bad. Oh. The Dow is up 502. The S&P is down 2. NASDAQ is down 155. DraftKings is down 75 cents. Under Armour is up 42 cents to 691.
All right, we'll start our sports topics today with the Orioles and Rangers. Tonight, the O's going to face Jacob DeGrom yet again. Faced him last week. The results, not good at all. It was pure domination on DeGrom's part. Perfect game for a good stretch of his evening, but ultimately finished with just one hit allowed through seven innings while striking out seven. It was his fourth career start against Baltimore. All of them have been exceptional. In fact, he has a career ERA below one when facing the O's, even though half of those results did come all the way back in 2015. Nonetheless, buy or sell, Bob, the Orioles bats will get DeGrom out of the game in the sixth inning or earlier tonight.
Ooh. You're asking a lot, Nolan McGraw.
If you're not going to hit him, can you at least, you know, foul off some pitches, drive the pitch count up?
Or maybe just go out and tackle him and knock him out of the game. Go full on WWF, or E, excuse me. Before the sixth?
In the sixth. Before he's done with the sixth.
Let's see. I'm going to drink the orange Kool-Aid and say yes. You got Holiday heating up. Gunner's heating up. Sanchez has been on fire. Mayo's exit velo starting to tick up. You see that bullet he hit in the center field last night? I'm going to say yes. Jacob DeGrom, you will not make it through the sixth inning. Or you'll throw a perfect game. It could go either way.
Over to the NFL, the big news of yesterday, the deal between the Steelers and Dolphins, Pittsburgh landing Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. In return, sending Minkah Fitzpatrick back to Miami, where his career started. Now, I've seen a lot of mixed grades on this deal, mainly because of the Fitzpatrick inclusion. Some signs of decline for him last year, but still just 28 years old, a three-time All-Pro in his career. Ramsey, meanwhile, we know the accolades for him, but he's a few years older than Fitzpatrick. The Steelers are eating a large portion of his contract as well. So, Vinny, are you buying or selling that the Pittsburgh secondary actually got better here overall with the arrival of Ramsey and departure of Fitzpatrick.
I'll sell that right now because, you know what, it doesn't matter who they put back there right now because without Watt, it doesn't really matter because the quarterback's going to have time to throw. But we'll find out, you know, who won that trade 6 weeks into the season. You know, was it more important for the Steelers to have a corner and the Dolphins to have a safety? I guess that's what we'll find out, too.
How about a little MLB draft here? David Schoenfield is taking on the unenviable task of trying to redraft the top 10 picks of the last 10 years. I'm going to focus here on 2022 in particular. Of course, that was the year the O's selected Jackson Holliday at number one overall. Now, in Schoenfield's redraft, he has Roman Anthony actually going number one overall, a player who actually just debuted a few weeks ago. So is Holliday number two? Well, no. Schoenfield has Zach Neto there, while Holliday comes in at three. Now, he says he takes Neto first because Neto's holding down shortstop while Holliday had to change positions. And even though Holliday is 3 years younger, he's infatuated here with Neto's power, called him the best Angels draft pick since Mike Trout. Bob, are you buying or selling this redraft order here?
I'm selling it. What do you want me to buy it all of a sudden? Jackson Holliday might be the starting second baseman in the All-Star game, but Neto's a stud. I mean, we just saw him not too long ago. He's a beast, and all of their young dudes are up there. Christian Moore hit the two home runs, and Neto, Seanwell. They've got some players coming up through the Angels organization now into the AL West, but now, Jackson Holliday, baby. I didn't hear Andrew Jones Jr. mentioned in that whole thing.
No, he is. I don't think he's made it above double A.
I know some injury issues were there.
Right, almost immediately. Let's see. We go back to the NFL. Just got done talking about the big trade yesterday, but could more trades be coming down the pipeline? NFL writer Cody Benjamin floating some potential names out there. Nothing that is necessarily concrete, but maybe some speculation. Name included here is Alvin Kamara. The Saints, we know they're going nowhere in 2025. Kamara, probably their one of few, only a few, attractive pieces that they could actually get something for. But the question is, with 2 years remaining, do they actually feel the need to move him? Kellen Moore just got done saying a little while ago that they would lean on him heavily because they're going to have a rookie set to start under center. Buy or sell, Vinny, New Orleans should take the chance to sell high on Kamara after he had a bounce-back 2024 season.
I'll sell that. I don't know that what you're really going to get for him. I mean, an older running back, people don't like those. A guy that's had some injuries, and he makes a lot of money. It's not a good combo.
Last topic of the day here in Major League Baseball. Free agency in baseball, well, it's become stranger and stranger and more drawn out as the years go by. A lot of prominent players seem to wait until spring training has arrived to finally sign, some even pushing the start of the regular season before they put pen to paper. All of this has led Rob Manfred to consider a potential free agency deadline when the next CBA negotiations come around. I'm with you there on the groan, Bob, because quite frankly, I don't know what it looks like, and I'm not reading or hearing anything that is actually tangible on how this is going to work, because the first thought I had is, all right, someone pushes the deadline. What, are they just ineligible to play all
exactly.
of a sudden?
Exactly.
What if someone gets hurt? When you got to sign guys, people get hurt. Anyway, he says they need something here because they need to be more like the NFL or the NBA, where day one of free agency is just a frenzy. All the big names go. Get in while you can. But are you buying or selling that a free agency deadline is actually a realistic solution?
I'm selling it 1,000% because the Players Association would never go for it. The agents would never go for it. I'm trying to connect dots. He wants to monetize it. I mean, NBA last night with all the news that's flying through into this day, NFL free agency is one of the biggest days of the year. I'm sure NHL Network's going to be on high alert with everything that's going to happen today. It's a way to possibly monetize free agency and make it a relevant thing for baseball when they're kind of sort of out of the news cycle. I mean, the winter meetings used to be a real big deal in regards to these sort of transactions, but it's never going to happen. Never, ever, ever. Players will never go for it. It's the most powerful players union of them all. He needs to get umpires that know a difference between a ball and a strike. That's what he needs to worry about, because that's becoming a bigger talking point with baseball right now. And these umpires who might not know the difference between a ball and a strike. Real thin skin when you question them, too. You will get the heave-ho in a heartbeat. I mean, the days of Earl Weaver kicking dirt and Billy Martin going bananas, I mean, they're still there, but, I mean, let's go, guys. I mean, people aren't paying $5 bazillion to go to a baseball game and watch a player get tossed in the third inning. No, strike's a strike. We're watching tennis now. If the ball hits the line, it's in. And if the ump's wrong, they just go to replay. Oh, it hit the line.
And it's quick, too.
And everything else is reviewable. Mm-hmm. If it hits the foul pole, it's a home run. If it lands on the line, it's a fair ball. I mean, why? You know, you miss the tag.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You know, they'll review, and if you got it, you know, you're out. I mean, why is the strike, which kind of is the tone setter for the whole game, why is that ambiguous? I don't know.
Well, I almost wonder if, back to the free agency part, if they would consider moving the winter meetings back.
Oh.
I mean, you know, I'd be great, like you said, if that's when, like, all of your Otani-like players are signing, is at the winter meetings, because then the media coverage could be over the top, and it could be something that ESPN is actually interested in dedicating TV time to. It's not like you just have to turn to MLB TV to find all your baseball fix.
Well, I don't see that happening. Right,
you're probably
now,
right, yeah.
But, you know, but what Manfred's proposing, it'll never happen. And real quick, getting back to the NBA, we talked about Miles Turner signing with the Bucks. Mm-hmm. Dame Lillard was waived. Kind of a corresponding move there, saving, I get, they don't save any money. $113 million he was owed.
They got to push the money.
Yeah, he tore his Achilles in the playoffs. So Dame Lillard, they blew up that championship team to make that deal. And I love Dame. Dame time in Portland was on point, but they got rid of Drew Holiday, which took away their defensive strength on the perimeter, and they never really recovered from that. Seemed as though he and the Freak could never kind of coexist as a Batman Robin 1A, 1B sort of thing. So there you go. Speaking of the Orioles, they win last night. Dramatic. As we said, they were winning. Then it got crazy. Then it looked like they're going to win. Then it got tied. Then they finally won it. Brandon Young, however, is on the hill. Trump's going on the IL. Who replaces him? We'll get Daniel Allentuck's thoughts on that from the Baltimore Banner. And then a funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw, because we couldn't get to it last hour. NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. Vinny's going to talk some football there. American League East report. We'll talk about the games that happened last night in the division. Updated standings. And Nate Davis. Talk some football with him as well. Less than 3 weeks away. Well, about 3 weeks away from training camp.
The temperature's rising outside, But you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.